God bless America.
As with all public ceremonies these days, COVID concerns meant fewer seats, but the Naval and Military Park's annual event was no less spirited. Several elected officials were invited to speak. One of them, Erie County District Attorney John Flynn, is a Navy veteran who recognized others still in that service, including his brother.
My brother, who is a 2004 Naval Academy graduate, who is now the second in command, the executive officer of the USS Arleigh Burke, a destroyer in the United States Navy.
Veterans were praised not only for their service to the nation, but for their commitment to the local community. It was noted that the Naval and Military Park was along Buffalo's waterfront long before Canalside was developed. There was also talk of how the community is taking care of its veterans. Congressman Chris Jacobs looked back to his years as Erie County Clerk, recalling that office's role as keeper of a copy of veterans' honorable discharge papers.
Around that role we had, we created a program called the Thank a Vet program, which simply when a veteran put his discharge paper on file, we issued a free picture ID certifying that they were an honorably discharged veteran. And then what we did is we went out to area businesses and said, would you give a discount at your business if they show this card?
Congressman Brian Higgins spoke of the World War II generation. 16 million Americans participated in that conflict, but it's a generation steadily disappearing.
Today, 310 of those veterans will die after their long service. Only 325,000 of them still are living today. They're aging out, they're in their early 90s, and those who snuck in before they were eligible to join, before they were 18 years old, are the ones that are disproportionately remaining.
The ceremony included the solemn presentation of a wreath honoring veterans who have died within the past year. They include four of the Naval and Military Park's docents. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.